AM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmakers brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get the compact tractor you've been dreaming of with $0 down and 0% interest. Prairie Land Partners is excited to offer exclusive and unbeatable prices on 1 through 5 series John Deere compact utility tractors. Tackle your hardest projects with ease from the seat of a John Deere and go easy on your finances with Prairie Land Partners. Stop by or give them a call to hear about their unbeatable fall pricing on all compact utility tractors. Some restrictions apply. See PrairieLandPartners.com for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 719, 56 degrees on our way to 88 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Robin Page, and to preview a special fundraising event connected to the Emporia Walk to Defeat ALS fundraiser here this weekend. Robin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. I have to ask here how pleased and excited you are here for the overall weekend with Walk to Defeat ALS activities that are going to be taking place in Emporia and Americas here this weekend.
I am extremely pleased. I can't get the word out enough to bring awareness to the unfortunate disease of called ALS.
Well, thank you for letting us use you as a platform here today to get the process started. Really quickly here, before we start shifting to what's going to be taking place in Americas, the walk itself, what general details can you pass along here for us this morning?
The general details that I have on that are that there's a walk happening Saturday morning over at Jones Park. If you need more information, you can go on to the ALS.com website, and they can give you all the information for that one.
Okay, so that's Saturday, September 30th. We believe the walk starts at 9 o'clock registration prior to that, and you can register day of, no problem there. You can log on to the ALS website, and you can make donations and register for the walk online as well. But all the proceeds for the walk go to funding, you know, care, and not local care obviously helps out, but also looking to find a cure for this terrible disease, ALS. So that's this coming Saturday, Jones Park. And Robin, after the walk, what's happening in Americas?
Harry and Lloyd will be holding a fundraiser for Raymond Page and Danny Williams, who are two local gentlemen that have ALS. We're going to have a ton of raffles, a 50-50 pulled pork and spaghetti dinner. We're also raffling off a chair that was handmade by Ray Page, one of his last projects that he was doing.
Understood. Boy, so in other words, what the raffle is really going to be involving really a labor of love here for you guys.
Yes, it is.
Talk a little bit about that chair. What makes, besides the fact that Ray's been working on it, what makes that specific chair so special?
It's just that it's the Chiefs colors. It gives you a chance to sit out with your friend. It's got a little table with it where you can, you know, have a little beverage and refreshments and just enjoy yourselves and spend time with family.
So how's Ray doing?
He's doing good. He has his moments that are bad, but we're taking it day by day.
Well, talk about ALS and how debilitating this is.
ALS is a very wicked disease. It can be fine one day, the next day you're not able to use your arms, not able to use your legs. It gets down to the point where you're unable to speak. And unfortunately, the final is the, I don't want to say the word, but it's death.
Well, and it's so terrible, too, because the mind is perfectly
mind is fine. Yep.
But all the functioning, you know, physically is going and sometimes gone. So it is a terrible disease, and we hope we can raise a lot of money for these guys to use for what, medical expenses and such, Robin?
Medical expenses and for upgrades of the homes so that they're able to continue their daily functions.
You know, Robin, one of the things that you have to be heartened by is you are, you know, there's is the a number of people who are either directly connected to ALS like you are, or really the community support that you guys have, not only just with the walk itself, but really throughout the course of the year. And I would imagine that if you didn't have that type of community level of support, that this would be even a much harder go for you and your family members.
It definitely would be.
Robin, how else can we help here between now and Saturday? First off, how can we get the raffle tickets, but how else can we possibly help here between now and the actual events coming up here this weekend?
Between now and Saturday, just promote, you know, anyone you see, say, hey, if you're not, you know, busy this weekend, come on out to Harry and Lloyd's for 20, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whichever, just to give us support. And we also have bracelets that we're going to be selling. As far as getting raffle tickets, you can check us out on Facebook. We have a page there. It's called Tackle ALS Awareness, Team Williams and Page. And you can look me up on Facebook and get information from me there.
All right, so again, the ALS Walk to Defeat ALS is coming up Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Jones Park. Registration, I think, starts shortly after 8, and you can feel free to register day of the walk coming up this Saturday. And then to Americus and Harry and Lloyd's we go. And again, Robin, what time do things start, and what's going to be going on?
We start at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have raffles galore, food galore, and just supporting the families out there.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Robin, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a phenomenal turnout both here in Emporia Jones Park, but also at Harry and Lloyd's in Americus. And best of luck to you guys. Really appreciate you joining
us
today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Robin Page joining us. The Walk to Defeat ALS coming up this Saturday, Jones Park, and then fundraising activities for Danny Williams and Ray Page will be happening at Harry and Lloyd's beginning at 1 this Saturday.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, the only one that we have here, which is 7:20 weekday mornings, is this upcoming Thursday. Everything else is claimed. What am I missing here, Ron?
Thursday's taken, Lisa Keith.
Okay, that's weird because I had refreshed that earlier and it's wasn't there, but that's the one that
it's
you
still
sent
not
me.
There, yeah.
That's the one you sent me. I apologize. I didn't remember that from last week.
I hadn't posted it yet, so you did nothing wrong there.
Well,
you
told me earlier and I forgot to put it in, yeah. So that's my fault. So look to next week.
Yeah,
we can tell
we
you next Thursday, October 5 and October 6th are the only ones that are available within the next 2 weeks. And we already have several scheduled dates all the way into the middle to late stages of October. So 620-342-1400. You can email KVUE at KVUE.com if you want one of those for next week. And you know, the 820 slots are also starting to disappear for next week, too. Tomorrow, Terry Summey joins us. We're talking about the Sertoma Club Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast. Wednesday, we get our latest Freedom Fest preview coming up here as part of our morning show, and the Newsmaker slots continue here this week.
Speaking of Lisa Keith, I got a text from Lisa here this morning. I was talking about the hummingbirds.
The hummingbirds. I wondered if that was going to be next.
I had 20 or 30, maybe even 40 of them. Buzzing around?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. An evening a couple of weeks ago, and Elisa says, well, the hummingbirds right now are migrating south to Mexico. So that's why
you
probably saw that. And also received an email. Let's see. Was it an email? I think it was an email. Let me just double check this really quick, because it said a group of hummingbirds is called a charm. So I had a charm of hummingbirds.
Wow. There you go. That's not bad.
There we go.
All right.
Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. It is 728, 56 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
When discussing your financial needs, effective communication is crucial. Lyon County.